This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. How many of us have been exercising just a little bit more since the Olympics, you know, have been on? I was watching, the beach volleyball, and I noticed that they were just drenched in sweat, and I was on the treadmill at the time. And, I mean, I was kind of going at a slow pace, and, you know, I had an incline. I had to lower my incline to 6.5 degrees, or is it, 6.5%? I think that's degrees. And no, it can't be 6.5 degrees. It has to be, because I feel like I'm at a 45-degree angle on it. I don't know what it is. But anyway, you know, I kind of lowered it because I've been having some SI issues, and I have, and the higher my incline, the more issues I have with my hips. Yeah, that's my excuse. Okay, hey, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. And then I'm watching these people work out. I'm watching these people perform. And, I mean, they're playing 3 hours of beach volleyball. And, yeah, they got flat tummies. They got flat tushies. You know, and here I am upset with my booty and my curves, and I don't know if I should call them curves. I mean, they're very lumpy. I'm just lumpy. I just think I need to step it up, but I have been. You know, so I suggest that you always work out while watching sports. Because then you feel like, okay, yeah, you know, I'm doing something. You know what? I'm not sweating. I need to sweat more. So really, really, it's very invigorating. So what did I do differently? I worked out a whole extra minute. I stayed one. Hey, it all adds up. It all adds up. A little bit later in the hour, we're going to be talking about how I read somewhere. Sorry, I got to pull it back up. Where a hot bath can allow you to burn, I mean, more calories than 30 minutes of walking. Really? A hot bath just sitting there? Well, you know what? Okay, when I'm in the bath, that's when I shave my legs. And I got to tell you, okay, I don't know if you guys have seen my legs, but that's an Olympic sport right there, trying to shave my legs. I mean, that's at least 45 minutes per leg. So I'm actually surprised that a hot bath, you don't burn more. And then we got some other easy ways to kind of build activity into your daily routine, thanks to drugs.com. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about Zika. It looks like there could be some Zika mosquito breeding grounds in Miami. And as we're hearing of more local transmission of Zika in Miami, there's been concerns about their industry now, as, you know, people do not want to obviously, you know, go into our country's epicenter of Zika. It's not the epicenter of in Miami per se, but that seems to be where we have the new cluster. Unfortunately, Puerto Rico is reporting 30 cases of Guillain-Barré. Now, remember I told you about that devastating neurological condition that paralyzes you that could be a result of Zika? Well, there are 30 cases reported, and we're being told in Puerto Rico that there may be as many as 200 additional cases. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about marijuana. And a study is coming out saying marijuana is a better painkiller for men than for women. And this is something that we talked about before, too. Men seem to get more pain relief from cannabis than women do. All right, well, we'll talk about why, if we can even figure out why. There's also been a lot of debate on how much pee there is in a public pool and how dangerous that is. We're being told that the average pool has 30 to 80 milliliters of urine per person. 30 to 80 milliliters. Now, 30, okay, so 5 cc's. 5 cc's is a teaspoon. So that is 6 teaspoons to 16 teaspoons, right? 16 times 5. Oh, look at my mouth. Look at my mouth. 16 teaspoons. Now, when I pee, it's a gallon. So if I peed in the pool, there'd be a lot more. But we're going to talk about peeing in the pool. And speaking of Ryan Lochte, Ryan Lochte's again in the news. He has apologized for the real robbery story. Actually apologized for his behavior. But still has not, completely clarified what exactly happened, and we're going to talk about the latest on that. Pretty scary stuff. And then I love this lady, Tracy Campbell from Beauty In and Beauty Out. It's a tour and an organization that does such amazing work. She's going to be joining us in a few minutes to talk about Beauty In and Beauty Out. I received a Beauty In and Beauty Out award, more for the Beauty In. You know, I mean, I don't really win any beauty pageants, and honestly, if I didn't have any beauty within, I would be in absolutely no pageants at all. Tracy is actually beautiful on the outside also, but I think I got it because my acne was cleared up that day, you know, I waxed the upper lip, but it's, you know, joking aside, it's a phenomenal organization, and it really does inspire a lot of people, and it recognizes a lot of the work that we do, which is really, really cool. I'd like to recognize Governor Bullock of Montana for proclaiming a Montana State Blood Donation Day. We have about, I believe, 13 proclamations in hand and many more coming. Blood Donation Week is coming up very, very shortly. And September 4th to September 10th, we're going to be trying to raise as much blood as possible to help replenish the critically low blood supplies that have been occurring over the summer. If you could host a drive, if you could donate blood, please go to drdahlia.com, click on the state in which you live. Most of the states already have their list of blood drives available. If not, you could go to the nearest American Red Cross, United Blood Services, Blood Bank. There's obviously a huge, huge need. You guys have been seeing the missing type campaign where a lot of signs are lacking, you know, vowels like O, A, and B, Y, O, A, and B, because those are blood types. So it's a really, really cool campaign. All right, so when we come back, Tracy Campbell joins us, and boy, we got a lot to talk about today. So put your seatbelt on and don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com. cash.com, and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Hopefully nobody has the rockin' pneumonia and the boogie-woogie flu because I don't think there's a cure for that yet, although I would like to be the one to discover that. That'd be cool. Dr. Dahlia with the rockin' pneumonia and the boogie-woogie flu vaccine. that would be a cool one. I'd make a lot more money than I'm making now. Anyway, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen, who thinks I'm overpaid. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, one of my favorite people ever, okay, is Tracy Campbell. She is a social entrepreneur and founder of the Beauty In and Beauty Out organization and awards. And she joins us today. Hey, Tracy, how you doing?
How are you today?
Excellent. Thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it. We know how busy you are, so it's an honor to have you.
Oh, I'm honored to be here. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Okay, tell the listeners about the organization. It's exciting stuff.
Yes, it is. And once again, I want to congratulate you, Dr. Dahlia, for being one of our honorees last year. You are officially a Bebo Awards alumna now.
So, I know. I saw that. And you know what? It really was one of the biggest honors because, you know, as you know, I'm nothing to look at. And so to be a part of any beauty award, even, you know, to be able to stand on stage with all those women, it was amazing. Thank you.
Oh, well, I definitely disagree with you. You are absolutely a beautiful woman, and we were so glad to have you there. But for your listeners who may not be aware of our organization, the Bebo Awards, which stands for Beauty In, Beauty Out, is all about celebrating not only the external beauty of women. Actually, we focus more so on the work and the effort
right.
and the leadership, you know, and the role model positions that these ladies hold in communities throughout the U.S., and we are happy to be back for our third year in the Las Vegas area on October the 8th, so we're really excited about that.
Good, good. Oh, I know. We are too. So what are some of these winners or these honorees, what type of work are they doing? I know it just runs the gamut of things, but if you could, you know, highlight a few.
Absolutely. So we honor women who are leaders, role models, mentors, women who are actively giving back to their communities in so many different categories. Actually, we have about 14 categories, but just to name a few would include outstanding entrepreneurship, outstanding educational leadership, political service, community service, TV and film, the green movement. We're very passionate about the green movement and the role that women play in that movement as well. We honor young ladies ages 13 to 23 as our Bebo Starlet. So these are mm-hmm. up-and-coming leaders. And we also honor women who are over the age of 60, our Legacy of Beauty recipients for a lifetime of service that they've given to their community. So
we
catch all the women between 13 and 85. I think our oldest recipient, Dahlia, is 85.
Wow.
And our youngest to date is 13.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, I remember at the last Bebo Awards in Las Vegas, and you have these in Chicago and Los Angeles, so I really encourage you all to look at BeboAwards.com, BeboAwards.com, to check that out. Yeah, there was somebody who went to actually my son's high school, and she had created
wow.
a high school project. That was that.
Yes.
That yeah.
Yes. She, Erica Corbell. She created a nonprofit around recycling, and this is before she graduated high school. She created a community, and then it turned into a nonprofit organization. And this is before the age of 18. So, an exceptional young woman. Just one of the many exceptional women that we honor. But we're especially proud of our starlets, and we are truly honored by our Legacy of Beauty recipients who've given a lifetime of helping others.
Absolutely. And, you know, one thing I have to really commend your organization with and you know, multiple young people, you know, throughout the country is, you know, when the recession hit, and I've been in fundraising and community service and community campaigns for years, when the recession hit, I was expecting that I would have a lot of difficulty trying to either raise money or raise awareness. And I got to tell you something, we almost saw a boost in people wanting to help, even if they couldn't help financially, but by being
right.
creative with ways to, you know, and maybe it's because I think it's therapeutic. You know, I tell people anytime you're depressed or you're, you know, one of the best things to do is to get involved with a charity. And it's a rush just like working out.
It is. I mean, you
that
may
adrenaline,
not see the
yeah.
actual physical benefits like you would in working out, but it is a rush. It is a high. I can't tell you just the energy level that we see not only at the events, but the time leading up to the events and even post-events.
Right.
We always get a flurry of individuals who want to volunteer or they want to nominate someone that they think is exceptional. You know, we go through all of that during our Bebo Awards season, which really kicks off between July and October every year.
That's wonderful. And you also, I remember we talked last year about you work with youths, working on community service, but there's a lot of things that your organization does. Can you describe some of that?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So we recently formed the Bebo Foundation. So now the Bebo Awards has its own 501c3 nonprofit organization. The Bebo Foundation. We'll be bringing much more information about that over the next couple of months. But that is geared towards helping women who are in transition, women who are dealing with domestic violence, homelessness. They're trying to figure out their next step in life. Mentorship. We have a lot of our past honorees who want to join the foundation to be mentors. So that work is in process, and we're excited about that. But prior to all of this, I formed the community project, the Champ Community Project.
That's right.
6 years ago. And that organization, we focus primarily on at-risk teens and single parents. And we do work here in the Chicagoland area, in Nairobi, Kenya, and we've also done work in the Georgia area as well. I believe to date we have helped over 550 young people in Nairobi, Kenya, and over 320 single parents and at-risk teens here in Chicago. And that work is still ongoing. Matter of fact, we're expanding the CHAMP Community Project as well.
Oh, that is amazing. For those who join us, we're talking to Tracy Campbell, social entrepreneur and founder of the Bebo Awards. I talk a lot about charities and community service, and I know, you know, some people may say, look, there's just so many foundations, there's just so many charities,
right.
You know, after a while it gets diluted. And what I see, though, when I look at women's shelters, when I look at, you know, child havens, when I look at these places, Three Square, or, you know, who need funds, a $1,000 donation or, you know, a $2,000 donation, that goes a long way, but the days keep coming, and the need is still there, and sometimes a very hefty donation will only take you so far. You know, I'm working on National Blood Donation Week, where we're creating a week with all these state blood donation days for people to donate blood. I mean, blood expires after about 42
That's
days
right.
on the shelf. I mean, you need to consistently,
right.
and so what's so nice about Bebo is it's not just not a once-a-year, you know, focus. You guys are year-round raising awareness and helping.
Absolutely, and I'm so glad you mentioned that, Dahlia, because it's true. It's not, we didn't want to be just another glamorous event. You know, you get dressed up, you look pretty, you look nice, you look handsome, you know, you go out, you get pictures on the red carpet, purple carpet, whatever it may be, and that's it. And it's great for one night, and then that's it. We didn't want to just have that to offer to the community. So we do work year-round. Through the Bebo Foundation, we are working actively on our It's Personal campaign, PURSE-SONAL.
Love it. Love it.
And we launched it this year in Chicago. We collected, close to 400 new and gently used handbags that we filled with toiletries. We had individuals and folks contribute toiletries, as well as personal letters of encouragement and advice from other women. And these were given out to shelters here in Chicago of women who are dealing with domestic violence, who are homeless, who are going through some hardship. Not only do they feel good about themselves with this beautiful brand new handbag, but they also get needed practical items, things that we take for granted every day, and encouragement.
So that's
one of the initiatives. Yeah.
Oh, I bet. Well, Tracy, we're coming up to the end. How can people find you and come to the award gala?
It's really easy. They can go to www.biboawards.com. You can click right on the front page, on the main page. You can scroll down, click on the calendar for Las Vegas, October the 8th at Celebrity Cars. You can get your tickets. You can find out about all the great people that will be there. And you can also fill out our contact form on the website to tell us more about you if you want to get involved.
Oh, that's wonderful. Tracy, God bless you, and thank you and everyone for their work, and again for the honor. I really appreciate it. We'll have you back on.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
No problem, sweetie. All right, guys, when we come back, what's been going on with Zika in Miami? Wow, pretty scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit silveratmarket.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Silveratmarket.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so there's a new cluster of locally transmitted Zika cases in Miami Beach. CBS News is reporting they've learned from health officials that there's this cluster of cases in the Miami Beach area that are believed to represent a second area of active Zika transmission. They say there are 35 confirmed locally transmitted non-travel related cases of Zika across Florida, but this new development differs from what state and local officials are reporting. They say last night Miami Beach Mayor Philip Levine disagreed. He says, I know there's been talk about some kind of cluster, but there's no cluster. So you and I are listening to this going, well, this all sounds like a cluster. Florida Governor Rick Scott told CBS News Thursday that the reports of the new era of Zika transmission are, quote unquote, wrong. The Florida Health Department has said it believes active transmissions are only happening in Miami's Wynwood neighborhood. Six public schools fall within or near that Wynwood Zika zone. More than 4,000 students do go back to school on Monday. School officials are making sure the children are covered, distributing insect repellent and uniforms with long sleeves and pants to families who want it. Can I just remind you, with these kids going to school in long sleeves and pants, it's about, what, 80 to 90% humidity right now? 90 plus degrees? Yeah. That has got to be uncomfortable. They're taking precaution. No panic. And they said, was there ever thought in not having the kids go to those schools within the Zika zone? We actually considered that, but according to Alberto Carvalho, superintendent of Miami-Dade County Public Schools, said, we considered, but as counterintuitive as it may be, it doesn't make sense. Actually, we may in fact be helping the spread of the virus if we deploy these students to other schools outside of the area. Currently, the CDC is advising people to avoid the Wynwood area. And I mean, if you're like me, are you wondering why a mosquito will only stay in one area? I mean, we've been talking about this Wynwood area, and we've been wondering, I mean, how long does a mosquito go, nope, wait, I'm not allowed to go along this border. I need to turn around and fly back. Okay, fly back over here. You know, no, you're over too much. You have to go back. I don't want there to be false reports. You know, I mean, look at what's been going on with Brazil. Okay, I understand that when something gets out in the media, it could devastate a city, a county, a country. I mean, look at what happened with Ebola in West Africa. You know, as we get one case popping up, the whole country gets boycotted, and it's, you know, economically, that can wreak so much havoc. And so, you know, we need to be very careful in the media going, okay, we have, you know, this county, infected or being having an epidemic. I mean, you know, we have to be cautious. But on the other hand, I mean, we're not stupid, okay? You know, if there's one small area that has mosquitoes, and, you know, yeah, some of these mosquitoes may not travel too far, but, okay, I mean, I'm always back and forth in between county lines, and I don't even realize it. All of a sudden, you're like, no, that's a different district, and now you're in a different district. So, I think it would be naive to think that these mosquitoes are only going to stay in the Wynwood area, and that's it. So, these reports coming out of Zika transmission in Miami can threaten their tourism industry. Fox News says this area, this Miami Beach area, sees 15.4 million holiday tourists, and that was just in 2015 alone. They say here it could possibly threaten their $24 billion a year tourism industry. Officials have been trying to halt the virus from spreading beyond a 1 square mile section of Wynwood. It's kind of an arts hub, they say, in the county just north of downtown Miami. And they had identified some local transmission there July 29th. Wynwood marked the first zone of ongoing Zika transmission in the continental U.S. But a spokeswoman for Florida's Health Department told Reuters that the department believes active transmissions are still only occurring in the small area, but there have been two new cases outside the zone. So according to Miami Herald, 7 new local cases of Zika have been reported outside of the zone. The newspaper reported that Florida has recorded 557 Zika virus infections, including 63 in pregnant women. Officials have determined 33 of the cases stem from local transmission within the state. with all except seven having been linked to the Wynwood area. So the number of cases in Miami Beach has not been confirmed. So according to Miami City Manager Jimmy Morales, says our strategy has been and will continue to be focusing on the elimination of potential breeding sites and educating our residents and businesses on what they need to do. We are also working with the county, and they are also inspecting mitigating through techniques like cleanups, larvicides, and fogging. So in Brazil, they still are battling Zika. Now there's been 1,700 cases of microcephaly. Microcephaly is birth defect that happens to babies, such that their heads don't grow, they don't neurologically develop. And in Puerto Rico, we're being told that there are 30 people that receive the rare complication of Guillain-Barré. CDC Director Dr. Thomas Frieden says he expects even more cases of Guillain-Barré syndrome in Puerto Rico, because the virus is infecting so much of the population. We think there will be as many as 200 additional cases given the overall number of infections there. We expect there will be a fair number of cases. He said Guillain-Barré is usually seen in about every 5,000 to 10,000 infections, so it's rare. Puerto Rico's Health Secretary Ana Ruiz Armendariz reported the 30 cases in an update. Guillain-Barré, just so to review, it's this rare complication that you could get from a variety of infections. We've even, you know, heard that certain vaccines could possibly give Guillain-Barré. We have a temporary paralysis. Unfortunately, Guillain-Barré could kill, especially if it paralyzes the breathing muscles. Luckily, most people get treatment right away, and most patients recover. As long as we're able to catch it early. Puerto Rico mammal had died from Guillain-Barré. Of course, Zika still remains a bigger risk to pregnant women. But this reminds us that men are not in the clear. Okay, this could affect any of us. We haven't been hearing many more reports on miscarriage, but we do believe that it could, that, you know, these babies could die in the womb. Unfortunately, you know, many people that sustained miscarriages over the past couple years, they might not have been tested for Zika, so we have no idea how many times Zika could have been involved in a miscarriage. So now that's going to be looked at, and obviously data is going to come in months to come. The CDC has reported 529 pregnancies affected by Zika in the continental U.S. and another 691 in U.S. territories, mostly Puerto Rico. 16 babies in the U.S. have been born with birth defects caused by Zika. 5 have died, miscarried, or been aborted because of the Zika damage. They say the spread is so bad in Puerto Rico that U.S. has declared a state of emergency there last week. Now, Clarissa Jimenez, the CEO of the Puerto Rico Hotel and Tourism Association, accused the CDC of exaggerating the threat. She says from the very beginning, the numbers that were given were based on projections. The reality is, as of today, less than half of 1% of the population has the virus. But the CDC said, look, unfortunately, when babies start to be born with microcephaly, that'll change perceptions. He said, we projected based on the chikungunya experience that Zika might infect a quarter of the population the first year, and it is very much on track to do that. Now, this chikungunya is closely related to Zika, carried by the same mosquito. Not usually deadly, but very, very painful, and so I guess a lot of people remember getting that. Zika, unfortunately, is the opposite. Many times you don't even feel it. You don't know you have it, but then it's causing devastating effects. So we'll keep you posted. Right now, they're telling everybody in the Puerto Rico area, wear light clothes, long sleeves, pants. Women should avoid sandals. Pregnant women should make sure their partners are using condoms. You don't know if he's been bitten. If you are pregnant, you need to protect yourself. And those are some of the recommendations. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. But true, we need to be very, very cautious and very responsible in the media on how we report. But on the other hand, we can't hide it. And, you know, until people start complaining, look, we got a problem. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now.
In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. That's silveratmarket.com. Silveratmarket.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with our love.
so strong. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Well, I mean, this Rio Olympics has probably been one of the most dramatic. I mean, look at it. You got Michael Phelps winning his, what, 23rd gold. You have Ledecky, I think one of the most, I guess, decorated female swimmers. You got Simone Biles, who blasted through records with her multiple gold wins, and our final five on the U.S. gymnastics. You had Kerry Jennings Walsh, the beach volleyball Olympic gold medalist, multiple times lose for the first time, but luckily win a bronze. I mean, there were just so many, records and so many historical things that happened at this. We have Usain Bolt that just, I mean, is of course blowing us away and winning time after time. We have the relay, the women's relay, where I believe a Brazilian athlete leans into our lane accidentally, elbowing Felix, such that she, I guess, is unable to pass a baton, so they have to run their time completely separate on an empty court for their rerun. I mean, just, and then we haven't even talked about Lochte or Semenya. So let's now, I mean, look at all the drama. All right, so now we have Ryan Lochte. Ryan Lochte on Friday today did apologize for his behavior at the Rio de Janeiro Olympics after Brazilian authorities said the U.S. swimmer made up a story about being robbed at gunpoint. I'm still torn on what's going on, all right? I'm still very, very confused. Apparently, the 32-year-old athlete and 12-time Olympic medalist issued a statement on Twitter saying he was sorry for not being more careful and candid in how he described events that took place during that night he was partying in Rio. Yeah, not Reno, Nevada. Yeah. Reno, Nevada doesn't get this kind of drama. I like Reno a lot. Reno's a little bit more even keel. He goes, I want to apologize for my behavior last weekend, for not being more careful and candid on how I described the events of that early morning, and for my role in taking the focus away from the many athletes fulfilling their dreams and participating in the Olympics. I accept responsibility for my role in this happening and have learned some valuable lessons. He had initially told NBC that he and his teammates Gunnar Benz, Jack Conger, and Jimmy Feagan were robbed early Sunday by people posing as armed police officers while leaving the French Olympic team's hospitality house in a taxi going to the athletics village. Then authorities in Brazil said they fabricated the story after they vandalized a gas station's bathroom. State of Rio de Janeiro Police Chief Fernando Veloso said an armed security guard at the station did pull a gun on one of the athletes after demanding that they pay for the damage. So, that could be still construed as a robbery. He, you know, somebody pulled a gun on him and he had to give him cash. So if he was drunk, you know, I mean, he didn't officially lie. He said it's traumatic to be out late with your friends in a foreign country with a language barrier. You have a stranger point a gun at you and demand money to let you leave. But regardless of the behavior of anyone else that night, I should have been much more responsible in how I handle myself. And for that, I am sorry, you know, to my teammates, my fans, my fellow competitors, my sponsors, and the hosts of this great event. So, I mean, you know, looking at all this, from what I understood, you know, they got drunk. They did some stupid stuff. When security got involved, said you got to pay for it, and they didn't. Security showed the gun. They gave money. Nobody was going to say anything to the Olympics. They were going to keep quiet. That's why I really can't, you know, can't criticize him too much, because I was told that he wasn't going to, he didn't want this to be an issue at all. But he told his mother, and the mom is the one that told the Olympic Committee. And I mean, you know, if I was the mama, you know, I'd be like, oh, what? Oh no, he didn't. And then I would be like all over, you know, the mamas do that. So I didn't know that Ryan Lochte's mommy was all over Rio also, you know, and good for her, you know, for being there for her baby. So she probably panicked and said, look, you know, somebody, you know, pulled a gun on my son and the other players and, you know, took their money. Come on. And then it just started to blow out of proportion. So then he's walking on the beach, and then I think, was it Billy Bush sees him, and he goes, yeah, you know, they put a gun to my head. I had to get money, you know, but the thing is this taxi, this, you know, that was all kind of convoluted. So, you know, did he make the whole thing up? No, he didn't make the whole thing up. Obviously something happened. There was a gun, and he lost some money in the process. But, you know, Brazilian police have been dealing with a lot of drama. I didn't even mention the drama of Zika. And dead bodies in the water and sewage in the water and the dirty bacteria in the water. I mean, you know, Rio has been dealing with so much. And part of it's their fault that all of a sudden this comes. And, yeah, they fought hard. But it was scary, you know. And what's very interesting is, I guess, you know, the other Olympians had to pay like $10,000, $11,000 to leave. You know, you don't mess around in a foreign country. Okay, it doesn't matter if you're an Olympic athlete. You just don't mess around. Now, topping the latest drama in the Rio Olympics is Caster Semenya. Now, we talked about her. It's been very controversial with her because she's the South African runner who has hyperandrogenism. We're told she did have, you know, chromosome testing and she is not male. But her performance blows away her female competitors. And so this hyperandrogenism is a condition where she has exceedingly high levels of testosterone. Now, there's also a report that she does have testes that are producing the testosterone. And so sometimes there's a condition called like hermaphroditism where, there's actually been many people, even notable celebrities that have had this condition where they're born with both ovaries and testes. And then the testes get removed so they don't cause cancer. But there's been a lot of debate on whether she should be performing when she clearly can beat all these women so well. I mean, you know, should she be performing with the men? And you can't have a woman perform with men. With her latest race, the 800, you saw that, you know, she was holding back. She was comfortable. She was holding back. She couldn't right out the gate just, you know, blow everybody away. And then she, you know, came up front and she won, and you did see the frustration by the other athletes, but the Olympics is about, you know, people who don't cheat. Okay, then she's not cheating. That have physical abilities. She's a female. Right? They believe they tested her. She's female, and she has amazing athletic abilities because of her build and because of her hyperandrogenism. And so, I mean, Michael Phelps is very, very tall and has a very enormously long wingspan. And so he's not going to be disqualified for that. It's just how, you know, the controversy is going to circle around, well, transgender, and if you have a male that decides to go through sex assignment surgery and become female, does she now get to compete against women in the Olympics? With Semenya, from what we understand, that has no, that's a whole different situation with her. So, female athletes above the testosterone threshold of 10 nanomoles per liter, which is considered the lower end of the male range, faced obviously a lot of the risk of not being able to compete. From what we understand, the Olympics has weighed in and said that an arbitration panel has said science has not conclusively shown that elevated testosterone provides women more significant competitive edge. So she's still allowed to compete. So she did a good job, but this is this is a topic that's going to be very, very controversial. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Oh. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.